motherfuckers. Welcome to a brand spanking shiny ass happy rainbow sparkle sunshine's almost Thanksgiving edition of the Hollywood Hink. This here is me, Brent Paris, sitting up here in the Florida room in Hollywood Town, California, just spitting distance from the most famous of intersections anywheres. You know what I'm talking about, mother truckers. Hollywood and Vine, all y'all. But you're listening to me right here on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com. Throw a / listen behind that. You know what's going to happen, you mother truckers? You're going to get all the fabulous programming right as it's happening right here on the Crab Diving Network. You got it? So put on your headphones, open up your ear holes, and get enlightened, mother truckers. That's what I'm saying you need to do right now, right here on the Crab Diving Network. But you can also follow the Hick right here on the Twitters, at the H Wood Hick. And you can follow me on the Facebook, facebook.com/TheHollywoodHick. And you can find the Hollywood Hick every day on the sevens here on the Crab Diving Network. That means 7 in the morning and 7 in the evening West Coast time. Now, you ain't going to be able to do that at 7 o'clock in the morning and the evening if you ain't West Coast time. So do the math, figure out where you is, and if you can't do that, you lazy ass bitches, then go ahead and go over to the iTunes, the Crab Diving website, Stitcher, SoundCloud, all kind of places, and you can get the podcast right for your ear holes over there for free. Okay, so just do it. Do yourself a favor. Get enlightened a little bit. Jump on board with the Hollywood Hick right here on the Crab Diving Network. Okay? So, what the hell's going on in the world? We are still reeling from what the fuck Donald Punkinhead Dead Mangy Fox with a Fart Puss is about to be president. I can't even say words sometimes. And now, you know, I can sit here and run my mother trucking mouth for 55 damn minutes on this here program. But when I have to talk about this, I'm like, what the how? When, why, where, what, who, how? See, I start repeating them because I run out of words on account of I don't know what to say. I don't know how to react to this. I don't know how I feel about this whole thing. I know I don't like it. I know it makes us look incredibly ridiculous all over this world. People are like, America has done gone nuts, like Kanye nuts. Like America and Kanye are about like they're pretty much on the same plane right now. Nuts. Can we give fucking America a 5150 hold? I think we need to give America a 5150 hold. That's what I think we need to do. America needs a 5150 hold. They need to be handcuffed to a fucking gurney and made to stop and think about what they're fucking doing for 72 hours before they do anything else under doctor fucking supervision, because people have done lost their ever loving mind. I'm fixing to name this country 5150 instead of America. I'm just saying is all. But if I go over here onto like the Googles and I do like Trump news, because honestly, I have not been paying attention to a whole lot of news lately, because honestly, it just makes my stomach turn. I'm like, oh my God, people are just horrible. People are generally horrible. When I see fools like Tila Mother Trucking Tequila going into some restaurant with some freaking crazy right wing and they want to call them like alt-right, like it's like, don't be trying to fucking whatever. You're fucking crazy. You're not even right wing. You're just fucking crazy looking for fucking attention. That's what you're doing. But you're up there giving a fucking Sig Heil sign. Somebody should slap you across the face with a 2x4 like their name is Marky motherfucking Mark. See, now that's a 2x4 upside the head I could probably support on account of these people need some serious mother trucking sense knocked into their head. Why do you think you can go in one under false pretenses? I don't even know why I got off this tangent, but we're going to talk about it now while I'm thinking of it. That damn Tila Tequila and some other freaking right group like something, they went under false pretenses, went to this Italian restaurant in Washington, D.C. I'm thinking, if I remember the story right, this is all off the top of my head, so if I get a fact wrong, apologies, but you know what? Apparently people don't care about that shit anymore because fake news is the news du jour in this fucking dumbass freaking shit show of a country right now, right? Well, they go in there and they're having dinner doing all of this craziness, and then they're doing freaking photo ops for Instagrams with freaking Sig Heil underneath doing freaking Nazi salutes. Y'all, that is some serious fucked up crazy ass untoward nonsense right there that really and truly should just be flushed down the toilet. I can't even wrap my brain around it, but that is what this has led us to. People are feeling empowered to let all of their horribleness out. Like, people are just like, you know what? I've had this shit ton of fucking horribleness up inside of me, and people haven't been letting me let it out. And guess what I'm going to do now? I'm going to unleash with a mother trucking vengeance. But there are a few highlights in this. Like, apparently, Donald Trump is going back on his promise to throw Hillary Clinton up in jail for whatever reason, for her emails or this or that or whatever stuff. He's like, I ain't even going to get in into that. Because, you know, it would be a long, drawn-out thing that'll probably go nowhere, and you're just sitting there fucking bloviating like you always bloviated before. You're the bloviatingest fucking punkin'-headest-looking punk in the history of punkin'-headed punks. I'm just saying is all. But you go through these headlines, right? You're not going to do that. One, he's going back on this promise. What about that? Supporters, you're all like, yeah, throw her in the hooscow. Now, what you doing now? Like, okay, we're just going to blindly go wherever your freaking pumpkin head dead mangy fox with a fart puss goes. I don't understand. I just don't understand. This freaking country full of freaking sheeple. Whole bunch of fucking sheeple who just do whatever the person in front of them is doing. It's like nobody has a freaking brain of their own half the time anymore. It's like a good 2/3 of the people are just fucking mouth breathing morons. I'm sorry if you fall into that category, but good Lord have mercy. There's not enough Dolly in the world to save your ass. I'm just saying. So then we're going, even Kellyanne Conway is saying we ain't going to do this. Kellyanne fucking crazy ass Conway. Apparently Trump met with the press people from the TV news yesterday, day before, something like that. Apparently tried to give them some talking down to telling them about how horrible they were and they don't report on things like Donald, honestly, fucking get with it and realize that just because they're pointing out the fact that you are lying through your teeth with those little itty bitty Vienna sausage fingers wiggling in the air, they are saying, nope, that ain't true. And because they call you out on your lies and deceptions, that does not make them horrible, awful people. That makes you a horrible, awful person because you are spreading lies and deception. And because you don't like the facts, fuck you. That's just how it works. I have to accept the fact that your big ass, pumpkin head looking, dumb fucking face, and I can tell you're miserable too. Honestly, people, look at this. Look at pictures of him. The mother trucker is miserable. He don't know what he's done did. He's like, holy sheep shit, what have I done did now? You mean I actually got to like work and do things and be responsible and show up to boring ass meetings and not just walk in, bloviate, and walk back out? No, you got major straight up responsibilities. You got to divest yourself or whatever. Make it where you ain't attached to all of this business shit anymore, because you can't do that. You already tried to pull that shit down in Argentina, and you ain't even president yet, and you're sitting down there trying to use your freaking president-elect status to get freaking favoritism down in Argentina for some $150 million deal you're trying to pull down there. Like, honestly, dude, do not fuck this up. You got a chance to maybe possibly do something. Like, I think there's a couple of things that you could actually maybe pull off that would be good, like infrastructure. I can support you on that, Punkin' baby, I can support you on infrastructure. Go out there, put the people to work, build our bridges, fix our roads, do shit that's gonna help this country, because that's what we fucking need right now. We don't need you going over there bloviating, going over there trying to dress down the news because you didn't like how they treated you, because they like actually fact-checked your ass and told you like, maybe that's not so true and you're kind of crazy, cuckoo banana straight up in the freaking head. I don't know. Now he's trying to do the same thing with the New York Times. I don't even know why these people are entertaining him. You know, they should just be like, you know what? Fuck you, motherfucker. We're going to report whatever the fuck we want to report, and you can say whatever the fuck you want to say, because you're about to take this fucking country down, because you and all those honky-ass motherfuckers who think that they've got some sort of freaking platform right now are going to dig their own grave. Sometimes you just got to sit back and wait, and I reckon that's just what we got to do. But America, wake the motherfuck up, because this shit is not funny. It's for real. It is crazy. They're talking about repealing Obamacare. Fine, fix it, because I think this has problems. But you know why the problems are there? Because you and your freaking party would not let anybody do it the right way. All you did was fuck it up and make things worse than it needed to be, when all you really needed to do was freaking figure out a way to get people insured so that people can have insurance and people can have health care and people aren't sitting there spending their life savings because they get a freaking cold. I don't fucking understand it. It's like, it's just so fucking horrible, and these people who just follow you blindly are just beyond me, because they're the ones who need it the most, but they're too stupid to figure it out. And that's where the problem lies. People are just generally stupid. I say it every day. People are getting dumber with every passing minute. Every time that clock ticks one more, you know what happens? About 15 people got that much dumber. And it just keeps growing and growing and growing, and I don't see any end in sight. I'm telling you, people, educate yourself. Read something other than freaking fake ass news. Be able to do a little bit of freaking use your context clues and see what's going on, and maybe say like, that don't sound too right. Let me go see if I can figure out if this is true or ain't. But no, because that would take effort, and this country doesn't want to do effort. They want everything handed to them like a fucking participation trophy. You want to get rewarded for just showing the fuck up, and that ain't how it fucking supposed to work. Period. Mother trucking it. M-K. Like, look at this. It's like 100 days of breakthrough, breakdown in his plan. But he basically, he wants to go undo anything that's doing any good, like put coal back, like destroy the environment, get rid of trade deals, do all kind of nonsense. Somebody needs to freaking slap him across the face with a wet fucking towel. I'm just saying. Whatever. I can't talk about this fool. You hear, I want to be full of rainbow sparkles and sunshine because Thanksgiving is coming up and I love Thanksgiving. I love Thanksgiving food. I like to cook it up. I got a bunch of people coming over here to the Hollywood Hit compound. We're going to make a whole bunch of shit. I'm making turkey, ham, dressing, macaroni cheese, grandma pigs, tater casserole. The thing just goes on and on. I make all the freaking savory type food too, people, because you know what? I don't trust nobody. I don't trust nobody because I want Thanksgiving the way I grew up having Thanksgiving. The only way I'm going to get that, do it my damn self. So you know what I do? I do it my damn self. And that's how a fucking country be run. You know what? I need to be done, so I'm going to do it my damn self. I'm not going to get all these crazy people say I'm going to clean out the swamp and then go up and hire all the alligators. I don't understand. I don't understand. But we're going to move on to something because I can't talk about this fool for too much longer. It drives me fucking nuts. I don't even really know what to say. I guess I'll be talking about it on and off throughout the next 4 years at least. But hopefully we only had to put up with this for 4 years. But a lot of people say the motherfucker's going to get impeached anyway. So we'll see if he does get impeached. But the thing that scares me about that is who goes into office if he's impeached? An even more horrible, evil, awful, hateful person who just wants to throw every homo in jail for the simple fact that they don't love the same thing that he loves. Kills me. I don't understand why people think they need to be in everybody's business at every minute of every day. It's like these. I read this article. This drives me nuts. Why we're on things that drive me nuts. Like there's some freaking Tea Party person down in Texas who's like got some congressional seat or something like that who wants to make it where teachers have to turn in children who are homos and or transgender to their parents when usually the parents is the last ones that need to be in on this from the beginning because they don't know how to handle it. You freaking congressperson whose name I don't know because I'm doing this off the top of my head again like I was earlier because I'm going off on a tangent and I'm just riding it out because it's my program and I can do whatever the fuck I want to on my program. But this bitch ass bitch thinks that that's the right way to do things. Basically what you're going to do is you're going to get these kids even more fucked up. That's what you're aiming for. Good work, sister. Good work. See what you can do about fucking up as many children as possible for as long as possible because that's really what we need in this world is more fucked up children. Good work. Good work. All because you don't understand something. Just because you don't understand it doesn't make it wrong. You got that? And level of understanding basically means, you know what? This is something different from how I believe, but they ain't hurting anybody. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to move on with my day and worry about shit that matters to me because that don't matter to you in the least. If you ain't the one who's going through it, you ain't the one who needs to poke your nose into the business unless you ask to be poking your nose into the business. And trust me, you Tea Party bitch ass bitch, cunt of a fucking whore. And yes, I would say that to her face because I don't give two fucks. I ain't a politician. I'm a freaking podcaster on the radio, on the internet, who will look a bitch in the face and be like, you are the reason the word cunt exists. If you quit being a cunt, we don't have a reason to use the word cunt anymore. So that's when it will go away. But as long as cunts like you are doing shit like that, I can't not use it because it's the only word that has enough power to maybe make you go, what? Because you're a cunt. Plain and simple. Just saying. If that offended anybody, I'm sorry, but you know what? I'm not here to not offend. I'm here to speak my mind. You have the choice. If you don't like it, you can turn my bitch ass off. That's what I'm saying about that. Because you have the power. A lot of people don't understand that. You have the power. You don't want to hear that? Oh my goodness. You got the power to turn it off. You want to hear it? You have the power to turn it up. Just the opposite. So that's how it works. Quit trying to be such freaking idiots. That woman probably has 58,000 participation trophies sitting on the shelf somewhere just for showing up and got some false sense of freaking grandeur. And now look what we're up against. Welcome to America. Ooh, drives me nuts. Okay, let's talk about something that makes me a little less nuts. Let's see what's been going on out there in the world because, you know, sometimes we need to see what's going on out there in the world. Oh, I have been a FASA mother trucking nated by this here story right here. It's been coming out of New York City, right? There was this story about this dude who's like this like convict from down in Florida. His name's James Rackover, right? I'm getting this part right here off of the Daily News. But apparently, like, so they arrested this dude, right? His name's James Rackover. He took that Rackover name from some jewelry designer that kind of, like, pseudo-adopted him or whatever. But he was, like, some felon, went to jail down in Florida, and then moved up to New York City. Goddamn motherfucking autoplay video can suck a fart out of my ass. Why do websites think that we want autoplay videos? If anybody knows how to turn that shit off, please, either email the Hollywood Hick, tweet me, Facebook me, something. Tell me how I can get rid of this shit, because it drives me to the edge of freaking insanity sometimes. I don't want to see your video. I will read your article, yes, but your video, stop it. Maybe I'm at work. I don't want people to know I'm taking a hot minute to read an article because I need to take a break, because, you know, people need to take breaks sometimes. But this shit is bullshit. But it says right here on this, says James Rackover, man arrested in brutal stabbing at Manhattan party, says he's innocent. I've never killed anyone. Now, from what I'm reading on the interwebs and on these news sites, I ain't so sure this dude is so innocent, because it ain't looking good for this mother trucker. I think he just got indicted, according to something I saw just a little while ago. And this article is from yesterday, so if it happened today, it wouldn't tell us what had happened to that. But I think he just got indicted by a grand jury. You're like, dude, your shit ain't adding up. You got blood all over your apartment. You got bloody clothes from the dude thrown down a trash chute that you couldn't bleach worth of shit. But we'll go through this. It says right here. See what I'm talking about right here? Apparently, there were bloodstains all over his east side apartment and a dead man's clothes in the trash chute in the hallway, and evidence that a corpse had been in the car he was driving. Now, why would you think anybody would have anything to say about you might having something to do with this? I don't know. All that blood in your apartment, the freaking trail of blood to the freaking trash can chute down where his clothes were at, the blood from him being in your car, all of his DNAs and shit like that. So I don't know why anybody might think you had anything to do with this. But let's continue with the story. It says here, but a suspect in the grisly stabbing death of a Connecticut man who was in New York for a night on the town insists he didn't do it. Yeah, like this dude just shows up for a night on the town, meets some people at a bar. This is a cautionary tale to people. Be careful, because you know what? This could have happened to a lot of us. I have been out on many a night where I meet people. I'm like, yeah, let's keep the party going. And then you go over somewhere like, you don't know where you're going. I could have ended up a freaking Lifetime TV movie for all I know. And then that's what's happening to this dude. But says right here, suspect James Rackover doesn't dispute the victim, Joseph Comunale, I'm guessing, C-O-M-U-N-A-L-E. Is that Comunale? We're going to go with that. You know, the Hollywood hit can't pronounce shit to save his life half the time. So hopefully that's close enough, because I don't want to disrespect the dead, because this dude, one, he was kind of hot, too. I hate to see a hottie get murdered in such a horrible fashion. That's just untoward, right? But says here he was in this James Rackover dude's apartment on November 13, but claims he never laid eyes on his guest and he knew nothing about Comunale's death until after he was arrested. I don't believe it. I don't believe it. But in his words, he says here, this is complete bullshit. I've never seen this kid. I don't even know who he is, because he's being held on $3 million worth of bail. And so when you get held on $3 million worth of bail, you're like, oh, fuck. Your whole oh, fuck meter goes fucking on tilt, right? It's like, oh, fuck. I done went and did it now. And because you have been in the pokey before, it don't look good for you, right? Well, story goes on and says, neither Rackover, an ex-con from Florida, nor his friend Lawrence DeLeon has been charged with murder, but investigators say that's only because they haven't figured out which one of them, if either, held the knife and plunged it into Comunale's chest 15 times. Like, you gotta have some straight up stone cold pent up rage to just stab somebody 15 times in the chest. That's like from crazy ass Jodi Arias bullshit right there, right? Well, story goes on and says, Rackover and DeLeon, who is also being held on $3 million bond, were charged with concealment of a human body, hindering prosecution, and tampering with evidence. Now, from what I read earlier, they done got indicted by a grand jury. So I'm thinking that they're not going to announce the official charges until they go to trial in December or go to some arraignment or some shit. One of those things. I think it might be arraignment. I don't know. Whatever happens first. But that's when they'll announce what the actual charges are. But this dude is in straight up trubs. And he also seems like one of those that was like taking advantage of people. That's the kind of impression I get off of him, because I think he's taking advantage of this dude who's the jeweler who kind of like pseudo adopted him. It says right here. See, we go on to the next one. Rackover, 25, the surrogate son of a prominent Manhattan jeweler, said he stayed home to watch the Ultimate Fighting Championship bout on November 13th, a Saturday, and never left his 59th Street apartment. Don't matter if you never left. The freaking dude came to you. You murder rate and went up inside your apartment. I don't believe you. I think you are full of shit. DeLeon said He was at a club and came by his house with a few people around 4 a.m. He said he knows De Leon through an ex-girlfriend. The group stayed at Rackover's place until about 7, drinking and hanging out. There were no arguments that could have provoked the ghastly killing, Rackover said. Like, see, I call bullshit on that, too. If you just at home watching a freaking fight game, one, it's well over by 4 a.m. If a bunch of bitches showed up at my house at 4 a.m. when I wasn't planning on partying, you know what I would do? I'd be like, get the fuck out. So I call bullshit on that part of the story. That ain't adding up to the Hollywood hit. Ain't adding up to me at all whatsoever, mother trucking ever, right? Well, goes on, says he also said that after they all left, he went straight to sleep. Rackover said he hung out with his stand-in dad and the pair watched a football game on the 14th. On Tuesday, police came to his house and said he was being held on charges relating to a traffic violation. He goes on and says, I only found out about the real charges through my lawyer on Thursday before the arraignment. Well, see, if you go and do a murder rating and then you get arrested on a traffic charge, this is what you might want to expect. They's using that as a reason to hold your ass so you don't go running off somewheres and then they can't find your ass. So now they're going to hold you on some little traffic charge until they can get their shit together because they don't want you fleeing because they think that you've done some serious murder rating and freaking shallow grave digging over in the Jersey Shore. I'm just saying is up. However, now there's one of the times where I'm thinking I'm going to have to believe the popo on this one, right? Cops tell a different story, saying Rackover and De Leon met Communale in a Greenwich Village club that Saturday night and came back with three women to Rackover's apartment. Communale was last seen entering the building around 7 a.m., police said, noting the women left before the attack took place, right? Cops said Rackover and De Leon lugged Camiani's body from the apartment and loaded it into the back of a Mercedes-Benz for a 60-mile drive to a wooded area Oceanport, New Jersey. Not Jersey Shore, but Oceanport, New Jersey. Camiani's body was found 2 days later buried in a shallow grave. So now they're basically saying, like, how did I get these fuckers out? All of this kind of stuff. They're basically saying they wheeled him out of the building. There was nobody, he said. I'm guessing they're talking about, this is poorly written. Either I'm poorly reading it. I don't know which it is. But they're basically saying there was no dolly. There was nothing on camera. They don't know what is going on. But I don't know that for sure. But apparently, this is the part that you need to pay attention to, right? Not that part that I don't understand where this dude's trying to explain away something. I don't know. Then tell me how the freaking dude's DNAs and bloods and like things that make people think that he was up in your car all dead and stabbed 15 times in the chest. So there's some explaining there you need to do. How you got him out of the building? Okay, maybe there's some question there. But how did all that shit get up inside your car? Explain that, foolish. Apparently, police recovered 32 pieces of evidence, including some blood splattered ones from Rackover's apartment, said NYPD Chief of Detective Robert Boyce. There were blood stains on the wall. The cops pulled sheets, towels and the victim's clothes from trash bags tossed down the garbage chute, which apparently, from what I read other places, had been bleached to try to get rid of the stuff, but they didn't do a very good job of it, so there was still blood and stuff all over everything, and giving them all kind of like evidence and whatnots that they need, right? Because apparently this dude is in fucking indicted and in fucking trubs. I'm just saying is all. However, goes on, says Communale's killer or killers tried unsuccessfully, see, to bleach the blood from the dead man's clothes. It's unclear what led to the fatal assault. Police sources believe the killing happened after Communale rejected the sexual advances of one of the men inside the apartment. See, people go crazy. Don't you probably lead? I don't know. I'm not even going to speculate there. I don't know. But I'm hoping it ain't got anything to do with homeowners. I'm just saying. But he kept on going on and saying this Rackover. I want to say Rack House. I knew that was wrong. Rackover fellow said, I have no reason to hurt this kid. I've never hurt anyone. I've never killed anyone. I didn't do any of this. However, Rackover wore a gray prison jumpsuit, apparently his uncombed hair, a far cry from the pompadour he usually sports. The suspect has a checkered past known as James Boudoin when he was busted in a Fort Lauderdale, Florida burglary in 2009 of January. He did time from 2012 to 2013 on the burglary rap. He was informally adopted by Jeweler to the Stars Jeffrey Rackover, whose client list includes Oprah, Denzel, Melania Trump, all these people, right? Rackover said his surrogate dad has not been to see him in jail, but his only visitors have been a reporter and his lawyer. I don't even think my dad wants to speak to me after this. Why would you think? One, he ain't your dad. Two, I also read another thing about this where basically this dude was like pretty much a gay for pay hooker too, which sometimes that just don't end well because maybe, I don't know. But I also saw that. And one of his mugshots, he has got some serious motherfucking hickeys. I'm telling you, like something went down because he has got some serious mother trucking hickeys on the side of his neck like ain't nobody seen in a long time. But that's what's happening with this whole fucking thing, right? Then, let me see if I can find another story about this fella. Because, yep, says right here. See, I was right. Man charged in death of partygoer indicted by grand jury. So, and I did, when I was scrolling through the Google search just now, too, like, his ex-girlfriend says that he used to be a gay-for-pay hooker. And she's like, oops, good thing I dodged this bullet. But it says here on the New York Post that a grand jury on Monday indicted a Manhattan man who was linked to Jeweler to the Stars Jeffrey Rackover in connection with the fatal stabbing of a Hofstra grad. So, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, his pad was being paid for by this Jeffrey Rackover. The grand jury's charges against James Rackover were not revealed as Monday's indictment was sealed, and he was ordered to be in court on December the 13th. So apparently December the 13th, we'll find out at his arraignment, see what is going on. So, but apparently this shit ain't looking good for this fella. This shit ain't looking good at all. So I am all fascinated by this story and how it comes down, because these people who put themselves up on a pedestal and then they do some murderating and then all of a sudden they're like, what are you talking about? I didn't do it. Something's up. Something is straight up stone cold up. So we will be following this story here on the Hollywood Hick program, because that is what I do. That's what I'm gonna do, because this shit fascinates me. Like, these kind of stories, I'm totally fascinated by. Because I can never, in a million, trillion, billion years, stab somebody in the chest 15 times unless it was, like, straight up, stone cold, like, horror movie situation where it was either me or you. And I still would have a hard time with it, I think. Because as much as I would like to cuss a bitch out, stabbing them in the chest might be a different scenario altogether. I'm just saying is all, right? But so I'm fascinated by psycho killers sometimes, because I'm like, what makes people do this? Like, my brain doesn't work that way. Like, I can hate a bitch with a freaking burning passion, but I never want to really put a bullet in their head or stab them or do any kind of untoward sexual nonsense and all that. This just ain't how I roll. It's not something that gets into my blood. But we have to go into another story now, because I don't even know why I didn't talk about this first. I think I might have mentioned it up at the beginning, talking about Pumpkinhead, Dead Mangy Fox, Fart Puss, Trump. But our friend Kanye, who I really don't know why I talk about him as often as I do, because you can't not talk about this dude. But dude has done gone straight up stone cold cuckoo bananas. It has finally happened. I keep saying this country need 5150. Looks like Kanye got 5150. And this is some straight up stone cold craziness. Because apparently he didn't want to go handcuffed to a gurney. But let's go over here to where I get most of my news from, the TMZ. I don't give a fuck what any of y'all say. TMZ usually gets the news first and right. So I'm just going to go with what works. I like a little snark in my news. But over here, according to the TMZ people, well, let's just go back to the beginning, really. Okay, so apparently this happened a couple of few days ago, right? It says over here on the TMZ, Kanye West attacks Beyonce and Jay-Z. Now, you know you can't do that. That Beyhive will come after you. And the people who blindly love Jay-Z, you don't want to get in their way either, because I think they will fuck a bitch up. That's just what I'm saying. But apparently at his concert up in Sacramento, he went straight up stone cold nuts. He's done had it. Like, he's done gone cuckoo, mother trucking bananas for straight up reals this time. Apparently did like two songs and then went on a 15-20 minute rant about everybody and everything. But says here on the TMZ that Kanye West went after the woman he fiercely defended just a few years ago, none other than Beyonce. Yeezy went ham on Bay Saturday night at his concert in Sacramento, indignant because Beyonce said she would only perform at the 2016 VMAs if she won the night's top honor, Video of the Year, for Formation. She competed and won against Kanye and Drake. So he's basically making this up. Again, he didn't win. So it's somebody's conspiracy theory against his ass, but not the fact that his video was weird and just straight up not cute, with all those fake weird dummies of different celebrities and Trump and Taylor Swift and all of them. It was weird. It was fucking weird looking, and that's why you didn't win, because it was a fucking straight up weird video, and why they nominated the shit anyway, right? But apparently, it's ironic because he was scared in 2009 for interrupting Taylor Swift's acceptance speech for the best female video over Beyonce. And Kanye had harsh words for Bae's husband, Jay-Z, for not respecting him enough to return a call. Maybe he's not returning your call, Kanye, because you're straight up stone cold nuts. And you know what people don't like dealing with? crazy. They don't like dealing with crazy because ain't nobody got time for crazy, right? Nobody does. I don't want to deal with crazy. I have this problem where crazy just walks up to me, but I am not out seeking crazy out. So that's why if crazy calls, I generally don't call him back. If I'm walking down the street and crazy approaches, somehow, I don't know why, but my southern instincts are to talk back because my mama taught me to be polite. And then the next thing you know, you engaged and you got crazy all up over you. So tip from the Hollywood Hick, do not engage crazy, especially if you're walking down the street and or on public transportation, especially public transportation, because at that point you're trapped. You can only go so far to get away from the crazy until the train and or bus and or whatever you're riding on stops. So don't engage crazy. Apparently this thing went on, and at the end of the thing, Kanye embraced Kid Cudi, whoever that is, who had a famous beef with you. Like, he's like nuts, right? Well, he went on there. Everybody wanted their freaking money back because they were like, fuck you. You did two songs and went on some freaking long ass rant that didn't nobody want to hear in the first place, thinking you're the first person to ever like perform on a floating stage when that shit's been going on forever. Tommy Lee used to float on a stage doing his drums over Motley Crue concerts. So guess who beat you to the punch? You bitch ass bitch who thinks you're the only one who comes up with any ideas. So then next thing you know, right after that, he goes and cancels his L.A. concert over at the Forum in Inglewood, right? Says here on the TMZ, Kanye West cancels L.A. concert last minute. So just right before, he's like, fuck y'all, I'm done. Bye, Felicia. He bye Felicia the fuck out of some people, right? But says here, Kanye West canceled his Sunday night gig at the Forum in L.A. hours before he was set to take the stage. Sources tell TMZ the rapper is taking a breather to deal with personal issues, a.k.a. my brains is going crazy up in my head. Kanye's week took several interesting turns after he first announced his support for Donald Trump. See, that was the other thing. Then he had just been tooting up Hillary prior to that. And then Donald Trump wins. And then he's like, if I was going to vote, this is where somebody needs to just punch him in his freaking teeth, because this is the kind of shit that's just fucking. If I was going to vote, meaning you didn't vote. So that, as far as I'm concerned, if you didn't vote, shut the fuck up. If you didn't vote, you have no right to say anything on the flip side. You have no credence. You have no right. You have no justification to say anything on the flip side if you cannot get off your lazy fucking ass and vote. You don't even have to go anywhere. They'll mail it to you so you can fill it out and mail it back. You don't actually have to go anywhere to do this shit. So if you didn't vote and then you want to tell us on the flip side, but if I had voted, I would have voted for Trump, just because he's the one who happened to have won, depending on how you want to look at it. Hillary won the popular vote. Trump won the electorate. We're stuck with him, regardless of whatever we want to think or do. But don't come out on the flip side and be, because you want to be associated with winners. And I just did winners with freaking air quotes, because this dude needs to be freaking slapped upside the head and drowned in a toilet, about as far as I'm concerned, because that fucking shit pisses me off. Don't come out on the flip side. Well, if I had, I would have voted for him too. No, so you didn't. So you know what that means? Shut the fuck up. You have no right to say nothing about anything. Kiss my mother trucking ass and go the fuck away. I hope this 5150 hold turns into a 5150 year hold, and we don't ever have to see from your bitch ass again. But I digress. This goes on. So he canceled this concert, right? And the thing is, that was already a concert that was rescheduled from early in the month when he decided to cut it short and stormed off the stage then too. So your freaking redo concert, you just go ahead and cancel. So people are just like, fuck you. That's just how he is, right? Well, don't end there, right? Apparently he's too exhausted to continue the tour, according to the TMZ people, so he cancels the whole rest of it, telling everybody, I just can't do it. And then cut to, next thing you know, something goes down. We get a freaking headline here on the TMZ that says, hospitalized, handcuffed in ambulance. Talking about good old freaking Kanye, conk your head, go nuts Kanye, right? Well, it says here, Kanye West has been taken to UCLA Medical Center for psychiatric evaluation, a.k.a. 5150 hold, like what happened to Britney, right? Well, according to law enforcement sources, cops responded to a call for a welfare check on Kanye around 1:20 in the p.m. He was in his trainer Harley Pasternak's home at the time and was acting erratically. We're told police called LA Fire, and by the time paramedics arrived, Kanye was calmer but still resistant to going to the hospital. We're told everyone, his management and law enforcement, convinced him that it was best to go. Law enforcement sources tell us Kanye was handcuffed to a gurney during transport to the hospital as standard protocol. Yeah, because you don't know what kind of crazy you're dealing with, so you have to handcuff it to a freaking gurney. So if it does go super nuts, it can only go so far, because dragging a gurney, you can only get so far. All you gotta do is run between a couple of close trees, he'll be stuck. That's just how that works, like Dino with a bone. Apparently, TMZ people says we got Pasternak outside his house late Monday evening. If he knows how Kanye's doing, he ain't saying much. But sources connected to Kanye tell us he's getting checked out by one of his doctors for severe sleep deprivation while he was at Pasternak's place, and someone decided to call the police. The hospitalization comes on the heel of Kanye abruptly canceling the remainder of his St. Pablo tour and launching into a verbal attack on Jay-Z, Beyonce. He even had, like, Zuckerberg in there, all kind of people. He went on, like, a 20-minute rant, from what I understand. And see, now I can't listen to it all, because to listen to 20 minutes of Kanye ranting would be like freaking 50 years of punishment, as far as I'm concerned. But apparently his bitch ass wife Kim Kardashian flew back, whatever. This is probably all some sort of publicity stunt too. You never know with these fuckers. Just the attention hungriness is just too much. But if you listen to the freaking the call to the fire department radio call, says here on TMZ that they called it a psychiatric emergency because dude is nuts. He's a bipolar too. You can tell by looking at him. Like, one minute he's perfectly happy, and the next minute he's apeshit crazy. But says here too, says Kanye West's emotional breakdown sent paramedics and fire trucks scrambling, according to the fire department dispatch calls that the TMZ folks obtained, right? You hear a dispatcher characterize the situation as a psychiatric emergency. Paramedics showed up. See, now we're starting to get some more truths. Showed up around 1:20 in the p.m. at the home of his trainer, Harley Pasternak. Someone at the home called 911 saying Kanye was acting erratically. He was handcuffed to a stretcher and taken to UCLA. So that's what happened. And then there's one more update on here. The doctor says, see, this is like he's freaking nuts. Right here, this is it. Like, it didn't stop once he got to the hospital. Kanye West, still on the TMZ, says, doctor says he tried to assault staff, warned of violence against cops. So, basically, Kanye West, personal physician, is the one who called 911, warning the dispatcher Kanye was not violent, but would become violent when police arrived to help him. Law enforcement sources tell us the call came in as a male with mental issues. Dr. Michael Farzan said his patient's name was Jim Jones, 39 years old, 5'8", 175 pounds, suffers from temporary psychosis due to sleep deprivation and dehydration and just general entitledness. I added that last part myself here on the Hollywood Egg program, because that's pretty much what we're talking about, right? According to the police report, the doctor told cops he had placed Kanye on a 5150 psychiatric hold and wanted him taken to UCLA Medical Center. We're told there's an issue over whether the doctor can actually place Kanye on a 5150. This is straight up 5150 business. You get handcuffed to a gurney. That's what happened to Britney, because you're on a 5150, because people don't know what kind of freaking irrational shit is going to come out of you next, and they got to get your freaking ass calmed down and or freaking sedated to a point where you ain't going to go and harm yourself and or others. How that shit works, period. This thing says, the report goes on to say Dr. Farzan told police Kanye had attempted to assault a staff member at the gym, and Kanye blah blah blah, handcuffed to the stretcher because it's protocol, blah blah blah. Kanye, 5150. I can't say it ain't about time and or I'm shocked, but I'm just saying it. I know it probably some people be all upset because I'm sort of making fun a little bit of somebody who went a little bit cuckoo mother trucking bananas. But at the same time, that's what happened, because Kanye West is a crazy. And if you heard a pause there, am I talking? That was because I thought I could read a text and talk at the same time. Guess what I can't do? Read a text and talk at the same time. I don't know whatever makes me think that I can do that shit, but apparently that's what happened. Now, if it makes you feel better about yourself, Kanye West is not the only troubled star out there causing troubles, apparently, because I just came across this story, and I like following what this dude does, because he's just generally nuts and like totally self-entitled and is an attention fucking whore, been one ever since he played basketball. But apparently, Dennis Rodman is in a little bit of troubles himself, because it says here on the Daily Mail, troubled star Dennis Rodman is charged with hit and run after wrong way crash on the freeway 4 months ago. How come we're just hearing about this shit now? You know I love it when somebody goes cuckoo bananas and does something like goes wrong way on the freeway. Nicole Richie did it. I was all over that story. Cracked my ass up when she went the wrong way on the freeway. Well, it doesn't crack my ass up. I'm just like, oh my goodness, that's what you get. That's what happens. That's also why I take Lyft cards and or Ubers, because I could see me possibly doing that if I got crunk one night, thought it was a good idea to get behind the wheel of a car, which it is not, people. Don't do it. It's not good. I can tell you from previous experience, it is not anything you want to have to go through when they decide that they're going to tell you that you need to quit the fucking doing that shit, and they're going to make you quit doing it by throwing your ass in jail. Just saying is all. But says here on the Daily Mail, troubled former NBA star Dennis Rodman has been charged with hit and run and property damage after driving the wrong way down on a freeway. That must be how they talk across the pond. And causing a car crash. The 55-year-old is accused of misdemeanor counts of hit and run with property damage, driving a motor vehicle across a divide, giving false information to a police officer, and driving without a valid license. If he's convicted of all charges, the five-time NBA champion faces a maximum of 2 years in county jail. He's due to be arraigned early next year, right? But the charges apparently stem from back... We're going to start that one part over because my mouth didn't work right. The charges stem back to an incident in the early hours of July 20 on Interstate 5 in Santa Ana, California. The driver of a black BMW was reportedly traveling south in the carpool lane and crashed into the center divider after swerving to avoid a head-on collision with a white luxury SUV that was allegedly being driven by Rodman. The BMW driver told troopers that after a brief conversation, the controversial former sportsman left without exchanging information, got back in his SUV, and headed southbound before police arrived. Now, I can't only speculate here, but I do know that people who have been a little bit dranky and or inebriated and or druggy or whatever they might be doing, they do know, some of them do know that it's better sometimes to leave the scene of the accident, because the punishment for that is less than the driving under the influence punishments. So I've had heard stories before. I got a friend who pretty much that happened to him, got smashed into on the freeway or on the road somewhere, and then the dude just took off once they realized what was happening before the popo got there. Because once you get to them and they're sobered up, you can't prove that they were drunk no more. So I'm just saying, I'm not saying that's what happened, but it sure sounds like it could be what happened, right? Well, goes on, said Rodman's attorney, Paul Meyer, says the incident occurred on a poorly signed exit ramp. He added that his client corrected the driving error without the cars touching, stopped, and spoke to people in the other car. The star was apparently in the area hours before the alleged hit and run, with the DailyMail.com previously uncovering footage of Rodman doing karaoke at a Santa Ana bar, right? So he was over there getting his drink on, singing karaoke with some drag queens. I'm looking at the pictures of it right here. In the footage, Rodman, who was once known as the bad boy of the NBA, is seen at a gay bar, the Velvet Lounge, during the weekly The Gayest Karaoke Ever event. See, he went to a homo bar, which is a lot of fun, karaoke at a homo bar, and got a little bit toasty, and I think he went the wrong way on the freeway and then realized what was happening and might have run off. Now, that's speculation on the Hollywood Hicks part, but I'm thinking that is pretty much almost dead on, right? Apparently, it's not the first time that Rodman has been accused of road traffic offenses. He was arrested twice for driving under the influence in 99 and 2003. He pleaded guilty in response to the 99 incidents, which saw him also charged for driving without a license. He got $2,000 fine, pleaded no contest in the second case. He's known for his outrageous behavior, on and on and on and on. But he was a pretty good basketball player from what I remember. But, dude. Get your shit together. You can't be hitting and running, or maybe not even hitting or causing an accident and running, because you're still responsible. I'm just saying is all. Okay. Okay. All right. What else is going on out there? Are there any people going to make us feel better about ourselves? Oh, this one. Oh, I was going to talk about this, but ooh, I ain't got time to talk about this, because we'll get into this on the next episode of the Hollywood Hick. But I came across an article that says that if you cuss a lot, you generally have a higher intelligence, which I choose to believe. So we will go through that at length so everybody can understand that the reason I cuss so much is because I have so much brain powers that I don't know what to do with them. And it comes out of my mouth in curse words. Plus, cussing is just generally fun. Just saying is all. Right? Right. Okay. What else? Oh, this. Okay. Now, I kind of like this chick, right? I think she's cute, her husband's a good singer, and all of this kind of stuff, but she's becoming somewhat of an attention whore, I think. And this, I'm having to call bullshit on, and my beloved blind gossip people, I think they got it right. But apparently, that Chrissy Teigen chick, you know, that model, she has like a cookbook. She does like the, she's like the one of the hosts of that celebrity lip syncing show or whatever it is. And all of this stuff. Well, she went to the American Music Awards the other night in this dress that had slits up the side all the way up almost to her like titties. Like the slits are so freaking high. And apparently thought it was a good idea to go sans underpants. So she had no panties on. And then a breeze comes up. And the next thing you know, she's flashing a hoo-ha on the red carpet. Now, I call bullshit. I think that was a deliberate hoo-ha flash because, honestly, you should at least get one of them things that covers up your poontang so that when the breeze comes up with your dress, that is obviously going to have a breeze come up. Like, you knew what you were doing. You just wanted attention. Honestly, this screams attention because I know this, because over here on my beloved blind gossip site, right, says right here, The Flash. This singer's wife is saying that she is oh so embarrassed about having flashed her private parts on the red carpet. No, she's not. Says right here, quote from somebody over here on the blind gossip place, she knew exactly what she was doing when she wore that dress with no underwears. I was talking to her after the event and she said, and she was like, hey, a girl's got to do what a girl's got to do. It's hard to get noticed with all those other celebrities, so you got to wear and say and do whatever you have to get noticed. You have to be one of the top stories the next day. She asked me if I thought she would be one of the top stories. I said yes, and she seemed really happy about that. Her whole life is about self-promotion 24/7. So, Chrissy Teigen, girl, just go ahead and like act like you didn't flash your hoo-ha to the world, but now we all know that you flashed your hoo-ha just for attention. That's okay. It worked for that freaking Kardashian family. Look at them. They flash hoo-has everywhere, and they got a lot of money and a lot of fame to show for it. However deserve it or not deserve it, it is, I don't know. They get on my last nerve. I can't really pay them that much attention, but I kind of like you. So now like you're going out just flashing your hoo-ha for the sake of flashing your hoo-ha. Girl, put on some panties. For real. Just put on some panties. Nobody wants to see your labias flapping in the wind. That's just not anything we want to see. Okay, so Chrissy, girl, put it away. For the love of Pete, put it up mother trucking way. Right? Right. Okay. What else is going on out here in the world? Oh, I already talked about that fella. Ooh, I love this one because, you know, I like to talk about celebrities. At the moment, we'll talk about another celebrity. This is one I actually am quite fond of. I love the Miranda Lambert's country singer, one of the best female country singers to come along in a really, really, really long time. She's got great songs. I like her style. I like her little bit of an attitude or whatever. But, you know, she was married to the Blake Shelton, who's now running in the streets with that freaking Gwen Stefani with their fake-ass relationship. I ain't buying. It's just also syrupy and gross. And apparently, the two of them thought this was going to help propel their careers to a new level when basically their freaking album, both tanked, that came out recently, right? So Miranda Lambert is like, you know what, fuck y'all, I'm going to take a page out of the Beyonce playbook and do this the right way. So according to the Page Six people, my girl Miranda is like, well, just say let the headline speak for itself. Miranda Lambert is letting her music speak for itself. Just like I'm letting this article speak for the Hollywood hick right here, right? But apparently it says here, Miranda Lambert has refused to do interviews to promote her new album because she didn't want to make the same mistakes as her ex-husband, her ex-husband, Blake Shelton, and his new flame, Gwen Stefani, who often gave interviews where they opened up about their romance and divorces. She was offered Rolling Stone, New York Times. She went to her publisher and said, I don't want to do any of it. I want the music to speak for me, which is what it should do. The music holds up, the music holds up. That's it. It's not a matter about who you're fucking, who you're not fucking, who you're fake fucking, any of that stuff. That's just how it works. She only wanted to do TV performances. She made them turn it all down. She said Gwen's and Blake's albums didn't sell, and all they did was do press. She's trying to go Beyonce and let the music do the talking. Good move, girl. Good mother trucking move. So we'll see how that pans out for Miss Miranda Lambert. So just wanted to throw that in there because I adores her. And I hope it works out because her first song, Vice, is good. It's all about cheating, carrying your shoes out, and knowing you're going to do it again. Because, you know, if you've ever been in one of those relationships where you're like, kind of like the other woman, somehow you say yourself every time you ain't going to do it again. And next thing you know, freaking shoes in your hand, your clothes done fell off. That's just how that shit works, right? Bruh, motherfucking ridiculous. But we got a few minutes left here on the Hollywood Hick program. There was a couple of things I had here of folks that was going to make us feel better about ourselves. Let me see if I can find those so we can talk about this. Oh, this I love. Apparently, people got all upset. Like, I love this kind of shit right here. Because if you're going to go out and do a whole bunch of untoward nonsense, right? So this guy will make me feel better. This is from Channel 6 somewhere. I don't know. Like, it ain't telling me nothing but Channel 6. NBC Channel 6 somewhere. It ain't even giving me call letters on here. NBCMiami.com. We'll call it that so people know where I'm getting this from, right? But apparently, the popo there in Miami, this is apparently from the Tampa Bay Times that was reporting this, but they putting people's picture on the freaking Facebooks and stuff so people can see, like, this dude, we have taken this freaking menace to society off of the streets, right? Well, this one dude apparently says sheriff's office posts photo of man crying after arrest. And apparently some people got all upset that they're making fun of him. But says here, a man who was arrested on charges that he fled from Pasco County deputies during a traffic stop intentionally ran a deputy off the road and was holding 9.5 grams of meth became the star of the sheriff's office Facebook and Twitter pages. Right now, that's a risk you run when you kind of go out and do that untoward shit. You might get your picture on the news and or social medias. Sort of a risk you run. But says here, the Tampa Bay Times reports that a photo of Marquise Porter showed two deputies gripping chunks of his dreadlocks as he sat in the grass with his hand behind his back. The sheriff's office says it's trying to make such posts the norm, all part of a budding social media strategy that has amplified their online presence, especially in the last month. But critics wonder, at what cost? Charged but not convicted, should Porter be the object of ridicule? Somebody went on and said, this criminal is not different than any other criminal we post every single day. This is the sheriff's office spokesperson. Her name's Melanie Snow, and she runs the social media accounts. He was a threat to the community before. It's important the community know he is in custody and no longer a threat to them. I can actually support that. The Hollywood Hick will support this because you know what? If you're out doing all kind of untoward nonsense, you might get your picture put up saying that you've been doing that untoward nonsense. Just saying. Their reach online is one of the biggest in Tampa Bay, with nearly 77,000 followers on the Facebook and 19,000 on Twitter. The Pascal Sheriff's impressions have climbed since the office has God almighty, I can't get into the end here. I can't even use my mouth. Won't make words, right? Basically, their freaking numbers are going up, right? Getting more subscribers, right? They call it Sad Criminal of the Day. The post on Facebook prompted jeers, jokes, and jabs from commenters who said they wouldn't feel sorry for someone facing charges that he put deputies' lives in danger. By Saturday afternoon, it had been shared more than 700 times and had more than 250 comments. When law enforcement toys with humor online, it can be kind of hit or miss. This is what some dude named Ben Gorbin said. He participated in a national project on social media while working for the International Association of Police Chiefs. But his Gorbin, now a policy analyst for the Police Foundation, said while some agencies keep posts to the facts, others try to get more creative. He said there is no right or wrong, but some grasp humor better than others. Without the policies in place and the right understanding of the organization and what the organization's standing in the community is, things can come across the wrong way. From a legal standpoint, Clearwater-based criminal defense attorney Steve Romaine said about the post that Porter could actually affect the cause. No matter how damning the evidence may seem, Porter is innocent until proven guilty. If the charges were dropped, Porter could build a civil case of libel. The sheriff's office said it aims to engage with the community and humanize the office through its social media, a tool that often helps the agency solve crimes and find suspects. Sounds to me like this dude's just upset because he's on the friggin' Facebook crying his eyeballs out because he got busted. For what was it? Let's see. Yeah, because he intentionally ran a deputy off the road, was holding 9.5 grams of meth, and general untoward nonsense. So, yeah, if you get caught red mother trucking handed, that might be what happened to you. I'm just saying. So be glad that you are not some dude getting your picture put on the Facebook down in Tampa, because it is very easy to get your face put on Facebook down in Tampa, apparently. I'm just saying is all. Oh, yeah. Okay, I got one more of these to give you folks before I get out of here because I'm about to run out of time here on the program today. But this one made me giggle. It's from the Chimes. It's out of New Orleans, out of the greater New Orleans area, from the Times Picayune. I hope I'm saying that right. I don't think I'm saying it right. But it's a newspaper out of New Orleans, right? But it says here, after sex advance is rejected, 78-year-old man moons woman at Kenner Hotel, police say. That fucking kills me. So apparently a 78-year-old Houston man dropped his trousers and mooned a woman outside a Kenner Hotel after she rejected his sexual advances, according to authorities. So Robert Scott was arrested and booked with obscenity. This is what Lieutenant Brian McGregor, spokesman for the Kenner Police Department, said. The victim, a 29-year-old woman, told officers she was at the hotel in the 2100 block of Williams Boulevard for a seminar around 1:13 p.m. Saturday when she stepped outside to eat lunch. Man in a cowboy hat, black shirt, and blue jeans walked over and offered to take her out, telling her she looked like a model, according to authorities. The woman tried to politely dismiss his comments, but the man persisted, offering to become her sugar daddy. Good work there, Robert. Good work. The comments became sexual in nature, which offended the woman, who told him to get out of her face. The man, later identified as Scotch, told her he'd get out of her face while unbuckling his pants, dropping them and his underwears to his feet, exposing his rear end to her. This came from the Sheriff's Department, Lieutenant Brian McGregor, right? Officers took Scott into custody at the hotel. It's not clear whether he was a guest, but at least two other women reported encounters with him, according to authorities. Scott was booked into the Jefferson Parish Correctional Center in Gretna. The bond was set at $5,000. He was later released Tuesday without paying bond because of crowding at the jail. So apparently, if you're 78 years old, you still got a need to get you some strange from the young ladies, and you want to be their sugar daddies and all of that kind of funness. So be glad your name ain't Robert Scott, or getting your fiction picture put on the "you crying too much" on the freaking Facebook page for the Tampa police, and go about your business. And that does it for me, y'all. Y'all been listening to the Hollywood Hick right here on the Crab Diving Network. And I'm getting out of here. I got to go to that place I go to every day, and I don't want to, but it's a short week. I'm going to take what I can. All right, y'all. Doodle lamb, do, mother truckers. Bye-bye. Lamb, 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 lamb